We have been given the gift of peace. God Himself appearing as a little baby who would one day grow up and ultimately give Himself as a sacrifice for each and every one of us, a sacrifice for the whole world. His name is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, Savior, Messiah, the Anointed One, the One set apart. Everything you've heard today is from God's Word, the Bible. I just want to spend a few minutes with you unpacking some of this story so that you can have some clear takeaways this morning. Because maybe it's your first time hearing the story. Maybe you've heard it year after year after year your whole life and it's not new to you. I think it's important for us to have some clear takeaways during Christmas time. Because if we don't, we can miss the greatest story that's ever been told. We can miss really the focus of this time. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, with the heavenly host praising God and declaring His message. And here's what they say. They came and said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men, on whom His favor rests." You heard that earlier this evening, and you may have heard that story before. You may have heard that line before, what the heavenly angels were singing. You may have sung that song before, "Angels We Have Heard on High." We want to spend a little bit of time this morning just dissecting a little bit what exactly that meant, what exactly that means, what those angels were singing, and why it was so important. Well, they began by saying glory to God, giving honor for what is taking place. Because again, we said this morning, this is the greatest story ever told. This is the most important thing that any person can know. And so the angels, the heavenly host, appeared to these lowly shepherds and said, "Glory to God in the highest." They were giving Him highest honor and highest praise that only He is due. They are acknowledging that this is His work. He has sent His Son into the world to rescue all of mankind, and they want everybody to know about it. They were conveying that highest honor that anyone can give. Glory to God. And glory to God in the highest, denoting God's position and His worthiness. This is the highest praise to the highest place, to the highest being there ever has been. We call Him God, and He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And His position is in heaven, and His presence is here in all the world. You see, He didn't just create a world by speaking it into existence, setting it, spinning at just the right speed, on just the right tilt, just the right distance from the sun, and then say, "Okay, good luck, it's up to you now." He didn't do that. He is a very personal God, and He wants to know each and every one of the people that He has created in a real and personal way. And the only way that could be done after sin entered this world was by sending His Son Jesus here, who always has been and always will be, but sent for you and for me. Glory to God in the highest and on earth. There's a bit of a switch here. As the angels are singing, as they're declaring God's praise, glory to God in the highest and on earth. And so they kind of switch focuses here, switch foci here. Our position. While God deserves the highest praise from the heavenly host and all creation, what does it mean for us? What does it mean for the people that are here, living in this world, living on this earth that He created, that He spoke into very existence, when He breathed life into mankind? Well, the heavenly hosts tell us that there's praise due to God because He has given us peace. And on earth, peace to men, peace to all mankind. I want to ask you, what comes to your mind when you think of the word or the term peace? What comes to your mind? Is it political peace? Is it a quiet place in the woods? Is it you sitting beside a mountain stream somewhere? Is it you, a credit card with no limit and someone else willing to pick up the tab? What is peace to you? Is it the end of financial struggle? Is it the end of the constant strife between you and your spouse? Is it the end to loneliness? What is peace? I would venture to say that most of the time what we consider peace is really peace that covers the symptoms of stress or worry. That it's fleeting, that it's temporary, that if I could just cover this one issue, then the rest of my life. And yet, I think sometimes we're tempted to define peace as covering a symptom. Think of it this way. Think of it this way. When you go to the doctor, what does the doctor ask you to do? They ask you to describe your symptoms, don't they? They may something like this, tell me what's going on. Or they may say, now tell me what seems to be the problem. Right? There was a comedian that once said, he went to the doctor and the doctor said, what seems to be the problem? He said, well, doc, I'm no doctor, but it seems like my insides want to be on my outsides. That's the issue. Right? But a good doctor asks us, what are the symptoms? And good doctors don't just treat the symptoms, do they? Good doctors don't just say, okay, well, I can treat this symptom and this symptom and this symptom with these medications. They're getting the symptoms so that they can get to the root of the issue, right? They want to treat the whole person. They want to say, let's fix what's causing all of these symptoms. A good doctor does not simply treat the symptoms. A good doctor sees through the symptoms to the root of the issue and treats that. The heavenly hosts are declaring the kind of peace that doesn't just treat the symptoms. This peace that they're declaring, peace that is ushered in by none other than Jesus, strikes at the root of all our unrest, our anxiety, our worry, our stress, our constant effort to find the next period of rest or that next thing to obtain that brings momentary pleasure or relief. Peace that overcomes the heart of anyone that would accept this gift of Jesus. Peace that Philippians 4 tells us transcends all understanding. This is the peace that God is bringing through His Son with the birth of Jesus. And it's the reason why the angels are declaring glory to God in the highest. Let's remember who this message is for. Luke 2:10 says that it is for all people. It's for everybody. There's no one that this peace can't reach. It's further illustrated by the Magi that Kinsey told us about a little bit earlier. These guys that traveled from the east to bring gifts to and worship the king. These guys were not part of the in crowd, so to speak, with the Jews. In fact, they were very much outsiders. They were not part of the people of God. They were outsiders, and yet God chose to give these astrologers a sign, a star that shined both day and night to lead them to the king, the Savior, for them to worship and follow. He really has come for all people. You see, when the heavenly host talked about, and on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests, that was a very Jewish way of expressing, or a very Eastern way of expressing those that are considered God's people. And you see, God doesn't want anybody on the outside. He wants to make this message of Jesus, this greatest story that's ever been told, He wants to make it available to every single person in this world. It's for all mankind. Now, He intended it for all people. He came for all people. However, this salvation that He came to provide is not automatic. People must choose to receive the gift of peace that comes from Jesus Himself. It's a choice that you and I are given. We've been given a gift of peace, and we must choose to receive it. And the only way we can receive it is to say, you know, there's something to this story. Not all roads lead to God. Not all roads lead to peace. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. Jesus is the only way. You are given a gift. Heaven has come near. God Himself appeared as a baby and grew up to offer Himself as a sacrifice that provides salvation for the whole world. We all start somewhere. We all start somewhere with this story, the greatest story ever told. Maybe tonight you start by admitting that there's something to this. Maybe you're not just here by chance or simply to show your grandparent or your mom or your dad or your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend that you love them and will sit through this service with them. Maybe there's more to it than that. Maybe the story is true and it could indeed change your life. Maybe you begin to wonder about peace that could strike you at your core. A peace that could cut through all the symptoms and transcend any circumstance. It's available to you. This is why Southwinds Church gathers here every Sunday morning. And we want you to know that the church gathers here at 10:30 every Sunday morning. And yet, the church is in this place. It's a beautiful place. It's a great place. The church is the people of God, those on whom God's favor rests. And the invitation is available to you to be part of that family through Jesus. Now, you may be here and you may say, you know, Bo, I appreciate that. And I know the peace of Jesus. He has changed me from the core. He's changed me from the inside out. Well, I want to encourage each and every one of us. Each and every one of us in this time of busyness, in this time of crazy, in this time of gatherings, in this time of family, or maybe in this time without family, where our hearts and our thoughts are with family that maybe is no longer with us or family that lives a long way away. To take a moment, in the next 2 days, take some time tomorrow, take some time on Christmas Day. And I want to challenge each of us to read the Christmas story. Read Matthew chapter 1 and 2. Read Luke chapter 1 and 2. Pause. Read those passages and pause and thank God for His peace and His favor to be counted as one of His people. Thank God for focus and perspective in the midst of craziness, gatherings, shopping, that gift that you thought you had, but you never actually went to go get it, and so you're out braving the mall crowds tomorrow. Take time. Read this story and say thank you. Remember why we celebrate Christmas. Glory to God in the highest and peace to all mankind on whom His favor rests. Now we're going to close our service out today by singing one more song. We are going to sing Silent Night, and we just invite you to sing this song with us. And if you need to make a decision today, if this story is ringing true, maybe for the very first time, then don't let this morning pass you by without doing something about it. And what we do about it is we say, God, I believe this is true. And I want you to change my life from the inside out. I know that I've chosen to do things that go against you, and I need your forgiveness. So I'm asking for your forgiveness. And I want to follow you the rest of my days. You can do that right now. And God will welcome you and give you peace.